What? Didn't you live with me and George for like? That's true. A bender. I thought you were going to say cocaine too. Now. I think I remember. I think I know what it is. AC Deucey. And it's like a line. Like chandelier or something. Pigeons. Clay pigeon, yeah. Like that scene in Pee Wee Herman where he's in the biker bar. But with George, yeah. Ba -ba 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 -ba. George could have been Pee Wee Herman. I'd watch it. How can we get funny? It looks like a GoFundMe the best way, or? Oh, well, this is a medical emergency. I'll die if I don't see this. Yeah. Oh. It's already ordered. The print costs $150 at the print shop. We have to find a place for actually most of us, because if I'm in the narrative, George is the god, the J god. We have to. Where are you guys? But it is supposed to be. Different IPs. I'm gonna start putting Tanner in the Barnaby photos. Also, Barnaby has had a friend join him for the past 3 or 4 weeks. No one said anything. Oh, Josh Mishinguda. He's been there. He's been there for like a month. Yeah, I don't know why they made him green. Also, oh, wait, where is this? Oh. I asked. Yeah, he should be. I that was just supposed to be more or less our group, but now I'm thinking now Barnaby might have to show up. I've already sent Josh the Yin ancestry feats. A hobgob goblin.
We'll figure it out. Yes, I do have. Is there a way to add a how to put a rune on a weapon? Oh, never mind. I found it. I found it. I found it. I found it.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. Yeah. I bought one during downtime, of course.
Boo. Oh, right, I'm still sickened. He's looking out. Oh. Sorry, what were the resistances again? Do critical effects take place or no? Okay. Yeah. What happens if a toad gives birth? No. Oh.
Perfect. I could. Well, I guess. I don't know. Would they plan to slow our advance? I don't know how advanced we're gonna go. But what Benny will do is Benny will pull out his Falcata, the polytool, nowhere to be seen. And say, I've been waiting for this. And Benny, with his strong 9-year-old hands, will grab the Falcata and split it in two. Now Benny has two Falcatas. It's not a rune. Yeah. After separating his Falcata into two, the one in his offhand, he will turn into a chain sword using shifting. So now, Benny, no, not that kind of chain sword. It is a blade on the end of a chain. So Benny has a reach weapon now in his right hand. And I have two actions left because each of those took an action. And Benny will. How much movement? Benny has 35 feet of movement, so this is actually plenty to walk up and strike the Gray Ooze. Wait, why don't I have 16 to hit with this chain sword? I have less. Well, that wouldn't matter. Yeah. Also, I apologize. This is also technically Barrow's Edge. So now instead of being one item, it's any of the. I have a bunch of things loaded up to shift these into. So, it's gonna be any, but. Benny discovers reach. Curses. Oh, this hits. Oh, there oozes. Fantastic. Oh, I can just turn Barrow's Edge on. 10. Okay. I was gonna say I thought I saw bludgeoning. That's fine. There.
Yeah. Oh. Is it upside down now? Oh, okay. Because the animation went through, and then I looked at it and I was like, wait, did it the animation just flip the icon upside down? It, you're gonna bring me to Kevlar. Those.
Gross. I will. I'll attack of whatever. I need to, can I move this die? Yeah. I'll take the hero point. Let's go. Good luck. Benny's immune. I knew that would pay off in his backstory. Can only hit him with real feet. The Grus? No one's screen looks correct. What's the Grus doing? Course. Luckily, Benny is immune to pseudopod attacks. Wait. All right. But he's so short. Like, does he really have line of sight? Like, there's this big gray ooze in front. Wait, hold on. Primal, hold on. Check one thing. Poison radiation. I should probably succeed on this. What if I add two to it? I'll add two to it. Okay. He's on my hit list now. I was gonna let him go. the fuck? I didn't read this spell. I just R is like has a knife and it's just. Oh.
You can receive healing, positive healing, whatever it is. Yeah. It's simple. We kill the Grues.
just putting points on the board.
I think it is. Will I? If I click critical, will it not do the critical? Of course. Good, good. Would be. Oh, wait, it's on death's. Was it on, was it bloodied before? So that's another 4 damage. Of course. Oh, it's invisible now. And we're double mapped. We're double mapped, but we don't care. Of course. Map caps out at 2, right? Yeah. Increment my mythic points. Yes. 15 points. Eat it, Rose. That's the turn. Bludgeoning me. Unfortunate. With what? Oh, I could have told you that wouldn't work. No. No. This must be a magical pseudopod. That's fine. Yeah, because insurance doesn't get map. Oh, what am I? Yeah. Sure. Sure.
Sure.
He is kill. Well, hold on. Maybe I kill him with this Falcata strike. Course. Course. Perfect. Oh, Benny's down. That is too much. Very nice. What? Nice.
Is Benny still grabbed while unconscious? He didn't like slide out like a bunch of ooze. He has bones.
It does.
That's a great time to build some trust. Thank God Benny can heal. Yeah. There's many. Does Benny move in the order because he got knocked unconscious? Ooh. Give me 1 second. Straight. Oh my God. That's gonna, yeah, I'm at a mythic point. All right.
Wait, he moved? I do. Fifteen. Hanzo, do you have any AoE bludgeoning? Okay. Cripple it. When they split, do they still have a hold of Benny? Is it the, okay. Yeah. I don't think it does. Yeah. What shall Benny do? Want to see the jelly split again. Oh, nice. Okay. I won't attack the jelly then, because that's the only reason I was going to keep hacking away at those fucking assholes. Benny will. I don't think it's optimal for Benny to stand. I guess for AC reasons, it's optimal for Benny to stand. So Benny will stand. The Tar's resistances are bludgeoning. Amongst others, but the one Benny cares about is bludgeoning. Perfect. We shall double slice. Course. I will hero point this or mythic point it.
I am double slicing, so I guess I'm just going to keep doing the double slicing. Oh. Sure. This is very true. Stand double slice. Can I have? Oh, stride or strike. These are bloodied. What are the odds that I could just kill it, this one? Yeah, I would max out at six. Stride or strike. Shit. Yeah. No, I could have. The thing is, the tar has been here. The tar has been here the whole time. I can shift the chainsword into a poly tool, which is what I was gonna do, but I don't have an interact action left. I have a strider strike, so I think I'm going to have Benny waltz on over and flank the jelly. I feel like people that aren't using weapons should be the ones sitting the time. Gotten lucky. But yeah, that'll be Benny's last action. Of course. It's also 2/3 of 100. That's where all my time went. He's got some unfinished business on this side of the rainbow.
Big money, no weapons.
Salt. I have a license.
Yes, because of benediction. That's so much damage.
I like the role though. That was... Oh. The ogre's giant. Yeah, we're gonna kill him. So hold on, let me sheath a bunch of these that I don't actually have.
equipped. Oh wait, my sheet. That's just been in Benny's fourth and fifth hand for the entirety of the campaign. Benny is going to shift his chain sword into a polytool. Yeah, it's really weird. They got eyebrows. No one knows. And then allegedly. I haven't actually seen it full size. Or maybe I did and my brain's like, don't remember that. Wait, this is Barrow's Edge. Kill him. Stop. All right, top one again. And Benny will swipe his rainbow card. Perhaps. No, so close. Yeah, I think that's. We have to run back over there.
Oof. True. Yeah. So quick. The time it. Let's see if I can do this. I can't do it. Oh, it's huge. Not sure Benny has that complicated of stuff to do. The jelly is 20 feet away. No, not yet. Benny is going to. Yeah, I think I can get away with this. Benny's going to run over to Okra Jelly. Hit with the poly tool. Hopefully, hit with the poly tool. Oh, the jelly is sickened. Oh no, no, I'm sickened. I saw the minus one. I was like, wait, what the fuck happened to the jelly? The jelly is not below half health. Twelve. And then Benny will sippy sippy a bit and give himself 6 hit points. I can't. Oh, Benny's already open. Double clicking on him, like, don't have him open on the side of the screen. So that's. Then Benny will. Then Benny will run back. Actually, wait. Benny can run further than 15. So Benny will go his full. Benny will go his full 30. Yep.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think I get the imminence, but let me look at what Twin Stars says. It's not an imminence. It's not tagged. So anything with imminence gets turned off, but I think it's fine. Oh wait, it's bloodied. Add 4 to this. 22. 4 spirit, to be specific. Oh wait, never mind. Subtract 2, it's 16. I didn't shift eminence back into the. Perfect. This is the third level. I love this. Because now it's going to have a bunch of stupid fucking targets. Yeah.
Each stab.
There's a three and a four in there.
Terrifying. No, please, our underlings.
It's AC is 6. Wait, if someone was a champion, couldn't you make them like what's the champion reaction that if they hit an ally, you can force them? Wait, what's the save? Doesn't Oh no, he's immune to acid. Don't touch our little guys. Don't touch our little guys. Pop them when they. There's gotta be. Josh, can we get a homebrew item that gives every ally within 30 feet an attack of opportunity? So the underling is good. At that. Walk, walk, walk. But the Grey Ooze is so close. Yeah, but he's not as he's rainbowy. I don't know, it's less threatening. He's I know. The Patak. I don't know if this was too fun for me to say it's not a good idea, but it's not a good idea. Guys, guys, please, guys, kill him, please, guys, guys.
Wait, we have White Evo plus six. What workouts is Anzu doing while we're not paying attention? Do you have Untrained Improvisation? No. It's strength plus proficiency in if you're. Okay. Crowbar? Really, Josh? Do you have a pry bar on you? Yeah. We lost what's music, no, musical accompaniment. Greatest Anthem. I'm gonna swing with my musical accompaniment. All right, let's kill this living tar. Better. Yeah. Oh, I would have shifted eminence before to get the power back to him. All right, so Hunter's beak is free. Not happening. Not happening. We will not disarm Benny. Shift imminence, single attack. This gray ooze, and then we have this ochre jelly. I feel like the ochre jelly has less hit points than the ooze. The ooze is also slow. So I can do something like run 35 feet. And the gray ooze will have to slog away and continue to try to run. But I do want to be close enough such that I can be healed by my compatriots. So that's shift eminence, attack, move. I have one more. I've attacked once, so my map is only minus one. Not bloodied. Fifteen hit points or 15 damage.
Oh. Bludgeoning's fine for me.
Hit my whipping boy. Disgusting. The old fort save. Yeah, I mean, I'm out of mythic points. Nice. Also, for onlookers, Benny does not appear to change. He is still clumsy, yes, but oh. I mean, if it wants to, who am I? Who are we to say? I'll die for that. Yeah. Get your head out of the gutter. Kill. So long as it's sustained. Man, things are interesting down here. Yeah, you got old. Yeah. Good genes, I guess. I mean, can you really tell over 9 years? Okay, I guess I couldn't. That's the fastest? Oh. I haven't noticed. Yes. Yes.
You might be the only one that doesn't see it. I can see it. Oh, okay.
Then he resonates. Maybe it's close enough. Something else. Perhaps.
Calling all procedures.
We could, I mean, smash it, and whoever cares about it's going to show up, and then we can ask them. Yeah, I mean, I don't I'm not either, but it is an option. Sorry, so we can go back the way we came. What are the other exits? When you say exit, is it like labeled exit? Like, how do we know? The sewers. Well, I was just trying to, because when you say exit, it's like, well, what, where does it lead to? Not saying that it's just going to teleport us to the circle. No, I know, I know. I was just clarifying for Tanner. I say we go into the next room and look at the blue stuff. Maybe there's more clues, but the door to the right seems solid. I don't think there's anything in the next room that's going to hurt us. I think we made quite a commotion in here, so I think we're probably free to go into the next room and poke around. We'll go stealthily. We're not in a hurry. We can try to go stealthily. Huh. An old proverb.
So as we keep walking, do we feel like we're getting lighter, or do we just notice we're lighter? What is that? Blow it up like to get to something below, or blow it up like destroy all this stuff? But what are we exactly reporting? That there's a bunch of magic underground? I think we keep going down this hallway. Well, we're getting lighter. Cities are big. Nothing. Turn around. Yeah.
So if we walk the 10 minutes back, Josh, would we estimate that we're still inside Teller's Run where the shrine is? That makes sense. Yeah, sure, we can go back. Yeah. The weight returns to us on our way back. That makes sense. I figured if it was an infinite hallway, we would have stopped, we would have plateaued in our lightness, unless it was a timed effect and not a distance effect. So I think we should probably keep going. Well, I mean, I thought we would get. Yeah, I thought on our way back it would be a timed effect, meaning we'd continue to feel light until we exited some sort of an area. But now I'm curious to what's at the end of the floating. It's, yeah, I mean, it's 10. Don't know if we would have walked all the way back. If Benny felt himself getting heavier, he would have been like, well, actually, we should figure out the terminus. True. Ooh. A new crack. Is it the gut? The gut home has an established crack, though. And is it the gut home crack is way out there, right? Thank God. Yeah. But I mean, in the whatever the other gods room, I mean, there was the what portraits or whatever, the depictions of all of them. So I mean, I think they're it could be working together. I mean, I think it's related to the six bad people. They're probably just working together. The Sinister Six. They're probably just working together because it's a reasonable thing to do. The seeps. True. They're friendly. Easy. Ugh. Yeah, maybe we head back and think about it out, because I don't know. It's just like, do we want to hang out next to, this is like standing next to a volcano and be like, guys, what do we do about the volcano? You know what I mean? Like, true. I think it's is what dark. That does make it dark. Well, Jin's not my enemy. Next week. Peace.